All right, you guys have seen the Friday injury report. We'll open it up for questions.
John, you've been asked several times about how you look at your future. And, you know, obviously you're not worried, but how is it different for a young coach when during uncertain times like this?
I guess that's insinuating that I'm old. it was around the side door, but, you know, I really can't answer that. I think my first experience was in the Pittsburgh Steelers, and we, in those days, you didn't have free agency, so we basically had 2 weeks off after the season. And I was at my in-law's house in St. Louis when Chuck Knoll informed us that he was going to hang it up. Not really understanding how this league worked. You know, I was there 3 seasons and, you know, kind of realized that I didn't have a job. I don't remember my exact age then, but it's been a minute. But we were number one in the league in defense, pass defense. You know, I think the minute that happened and was made public, I think I had a choice of about 4 jobs. So young or old, you know, it's pretty much why I have the attitude I have. I think, you know, we've got a lot of good coaches on the staff, young and old, that I don't think they're worried either.
You have a couple of college guys who came to college, and this is their year in the NFL. Do you think that might be hard for them to cope with the uncertainty there? Or?
Not really. I think, you know, that's always an option is to go back to college. I've known coaches that have done that, whether it's been as an assistant or you know, even as a head coach. You know, Stan Drayton went from pro football back to college. You know, so it's kind of like what where you see your career going. I think once you get to this level, you've got a pretty good reputation on what you do. So I don't think it's problematic. It can be upsetting, not so much maybe to the coach, but you know, I think to your family and children, all those kind of things, you know, just like anybody else.
Final practice of the season. Any message to the team at the end of this one
today? You know, not big. I think they understand. You know where it's at. You know, get to go to Minnesota. They've won the division. You know, I'm sure it'll be a playoff atmosphere. You know, either way, it's at their place. They're going to be playing a home game, whether they play again next week or skip a week for the bye. You know, it should be that kind of atmosphere. I think our guys are excited.
3 seasons here, what imprints do you hope that you've left behind?
Well, I think, you know, we've basically retooled, you know, the whole roster. You know, I think you know, a lot of the heavy lifting has been done. You know, I think, like I said, I think I said the other day, I think we're kind of at ground zero, level field, however you want to do it, right at waterline. You know, and, you know, making that transition and change at the quarterback position this year, I think, you know, bodes well for the future. Yeah, I think, you know, I've liked this team all season. You know, I've answered you guys as far as, you know, well, what are they playing for? I mean, these guys have played very, very hard, you know, in every game this season, you know, regardless of the score.
Safe to say that when you got here, that wasn't always the case, not necessarily trying hard, but just the locker room was a little more contentious.
Yeah, I can't really, I don't like really speaking too much about all that. I think if you just looked at some of the scores, I think they'd indicate.
Now, what's your prevailing emotion after a season like this?
You know, just probably much like the players, you know, how close it was. You know, I think, you know, I think, you know, some of the teams, a lot was made in, you know, games we've been favored. I think when you look back and, you know, arguably there'll be 3 playoff teams that we defeated. You know, I think, yeah, I think the effort and the closeness those guys have in that locker room.
I know you don't like to look back and second guess, but at the end of a season like this where you do have so many close losses, is that something that happens kind of afterwards?
What happens?
Second guessing some of those close losses.
No, I think, you know, I look back, I don't think that we were anywhere in the midst of being picked to win the Super Bowl or anything of that nature. You know, again, our expectations are higher than what our record is. I think that's probably true every year I've ever coached.
How long do you want to continue coaching?
You know, I haven't really thought about it. I mean, we've still got this game. I don't do much of that contemplating till, you know, the off season. So we're not quite there yet.
Ken, you've had success in all your other stops in the first 3 years here. It has not happened. Just a certain frustration that you feel by not getting it done, or do you just feel like that the circumstances were kind of against you?
I don't know about circumstances against it. I mean, it is what it is. I think I definitely feel like we're better than we were 3 years ago.
You've told me more. You've told us numerous times that the game's only fun when you win. How would you try to keep everybody's spirits going when you haven't had as many of those fun moments in 3 years?
Well, I think, as I look back again, I'm more focused on this season. It's been fun five times. Can be worse. It can be better, just like any season. So that's kind of, where we are. We got an opportunity to play the division champ at their place. They're heading to the playoffs, and, we're looking forward to it. I think guys in the preparation of any game, you don't really know whether you win or lose till after the game. So I think every week is uplifting, and these guys have been great as far as the way they've gone about it and competed. And, I think I'm proud of that. I think they should be too.
John, you've built a reputation as a player's coach, a guy who players want to play for. Do you feel you have the same connection with this group as you have others, and that your MO is still working?
A lot's obviously put on records, and I understand that. But, I think that's a better question maybe for them. I know from my standpoint, I've never really understood what player's coach means. Still got coach on it. But I think it's important that, players play hard for any coach, regardless whether you're the head coach or the position coach or a coordinator.
But did you get the response out of this group? I've
told you guys many times I like this team, as far as how they go about it, how they prepare, and how they work, and that hasn't changed all season.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.